Nicole Hannah Jones, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, decided on Tuesday she would not accept a position at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, but rather would continue her career by accepting a position at Howard University in Washington, D.C. Howard University is a private, historically black university in the nation's capital. Hannah Jones and her supporters fought hard to get a tenured professorship at UNC. Tenure is a lifetime appointment for a professor. The university first denied tenure for Hannah Jones, saying it was concerned about her ideas and her teaching ability. Black students, black professors, and other professionals questioned the university's opinion and its commitment to free speech and diversity. Hannah Jones developed the 1619 Project for the New York Times. The collection of stories looked at the history of the United States, starting with the arrival of enslaved people. It centers on the economic and social effects of the free labor provided by the enslaved people. The idea of examining history in this way is controversial in many states. Some public school teachers in states controlled by Republican leaders are not allowed to teach about the project in their classes. Last week, after weeks of criticism and days of protests from students, the university finally decided to offer Hannah Jones a lifelong position at its journalism school. On Tuesday, Hannah Jones said she could not accept work at the university's journalism school, which is named after Walter Hussman. Hussman is a wealthy Arkansas newspaper publisher who gave $25 million to UNC. He also campaigned against giving Hannah Jones tenure. "I cannot imagine working at a school named for a man who lobbied against me," Hannah Jones wrote. She added that Hussman ignored her years of work and her credentials because he believed the 1619 Project was about the denigration of white Americans. She also wrote that she could not work at a university whose leadership permitted this conduct and has done nothing to disavow it. Hannah Jones is not the only well-known black writer to receive a position at Howard University on Tuesday. Howard also employed Ta-Nehisi Coates. Coates writes about the struggles of black people in America. His 2015 book, Between the World and Me, won a National Book Award. United States Vice President Kamala Harris attended Howard University in the 1980s. It is one of several historically black colleges and universities in the U.S. They are schools founded to support the education of black people at a time when many universities did not accept black students. I'm Anna Mateo.